بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. In the previous ayat, Allah explained His sole sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and that Allah has got power and qudrat over everything. Now Allah Ta'ala gives the details of that. Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِيشَكْ أَسْمَانِ اور زمین کا بنانا. Undoubtedly, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, how Allah Ta'ala created the skies, how Allah Ta'ala has created the earth, and there's a lot of lessons for us to take in this. Unfortunately, we use all these ni'mat of Allah, but we never think of Allah Ta'ala. And it is said, Al-Ishtighalu bil-Mun'im, to be engaged with the one who gives the ni'mat is far superior, afzalu min al-ni'ma, is far superior than engaging ourselves in the ni'mat itself. Like a person has a plate of biryani, wonderful plate, to enjoy that by all means, but first think of who gave it to us and be thankful to the person who gave it to us. Allah, He gives us all these ni'mats, we use His ni'mat, but we are not thankful to Allah. And more than the material benefits, much more than that, is the spiritual benefit. And in the spiritual benefit, the greatest is to recognize Allah Ta'ala, then to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala, then to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and then to fulfill the mission of what Allah has sent us for here, that we become the means of hidayat of other people. That is what we should do by looking at the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So in the skies and the earth, there are great, great lessons for man to learn. For example, with regard to the skies, other places Allah explains that they are standing without any column supporting them. We know just our small room, the small toilet, bathroom, a small place, but if the roof of it, the ceiling cannot stand without the four walls. We need that support. Yeah, we have got our masjid, we have got the four walls supporting the roof, we have got columns in between. Allah, the whole big sky and not a single column anywhere. And it has been standing for years and years. There is no crack that has come in the skies. And Allah calls upon us to inspect it over and over. Hal tara min futur? Do you see any crack in it? Thumma rji'il basar. ثُمَّ رْجِي الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ وَهُوَ خَسِيرٌ. That you can look and look, you'll get tired looking, but you won't find any fault. The earth, how Allah has spread it in the whole world. We travel on the earth, our things grow and we live from the earth. We get our many raw materials, iron, gold, silver, platinum, what things are taken out from the earth. But we don't think of Allah and we are not thankful of Him. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ اور رات اور دن کا آنا جانا. We are living in the day and night, but we don't think what a great phenomena is taking place. To change the day into night and the night into day, that during the night it is quiet, it is cool, it is quiet, everything is like at rest. And then when the day comes out, what a big change takes place. If we have to arrange something like that, we need so much of infrastructure. Allah is doing this, and for how many years and years? And precisely the sun that has risen today on the 10th of July, 100 years ago on the 10th of July, the sun rose exactly at the same moment. And 100 years from now, it will rise exactly at the same moment. This perfect synchronizing of Allah Ta'ala, well, we don't take notice of it. We plan ourselves according to, we say that in 2 months we're having a program, what time will be sunset, what time will be Maghrib. We plan ourselves, we use everything of Allah, but we are not thankful of Allah. We can well imagine if somebody uses all our things, we are supporting them, everything, but they don't appreciate, they don't obey us, they don't say Jazakallah, nothing. How will we feel? Allah has done all this, and Allah does not need our appreciation. It is for our own sake. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ شَكَرْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. If you make shukr, you are making shukr for your own benefit. Allah does not benefit from it. But it is a human being that will appreciate. Even animals appreciate the good that is done to them. But we as human beings, أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. And the khayra ummah, the best nation, but we don't appreciate, we don't take lesson. And then Allah says, the changing of the day and the night, all this, la ayatil li ulil albab, usme nishaniya hai aqal walon ko. In it there are great lessons for the people of intelligence. If we are not taking lessons, that means we are not people of intelligence. And especially the non-believers who don't take any notice to recognize Allah. They take the benefit of all these things, but for material gains, for making life comfortable, for enjoyment in life, not to recognize Allah, not to prepare for the akhirah. So they are the furthest people from intelligence. And to call such people wise and intelligent is an insult on the word of wisdom and intelligence. Those people who don't recognize the Creator at all, they cannot be called wise and intelligent. Yes, they can be called shrewd, they can be called sly. They are very shrewd in their thinking, and they are very sly, but they are not intelligent. Intelligent are those people who recognize Allah. And not only recognize, then they are thankful to Allah. And they obey Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And then they do the work of Allah Ta'ala. Those are the intelligent people. Their condition is such, Allah Ta'ala says, how to recognize them? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ وہ جو یاد کرتے ہیں اللہ کو. Then automatically they make the zikr of Allah. They remember Allah Ta'ala in all conditions. قِيَامٌ وَقُعُودٌ وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِ. Khare or baithe or karwat par laite, while they're standing, while they are sitting, while they are lying on their sides. In other words, all the time they are occupied, that Allah is so great, so merciful. Anyone who does a favor to us, and He took us out of the doldrums, we were in great difficulty, great problem. He took us out from that problems, we will sing His praises all the time. Wherever we are, we will, Allah who is done, who gave us our existence, who gives us all the sustenance for our existence, who sees to all our needs which we are not even aware of. Allah fulfills all those needs also. A person is traveling somewhere, he doesn't carry all his water with him. He doesn't carry his whole bedroom with him. When he goes there, he finds everything ready-made for him. The food is there, all the arrangement. We would say, these people have made it, but it is from Allah. Allah is the one who makes all that arrangement. So we should be remembering Allah all the time. And besides that, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. اور فکر کرتے ہیں آسمان اور زمین کی پیدائش میں. And they meditate and think on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he looked at the stars, he looked at the moon, he looked at the sun. And from there he deduced that there is one creator. That all these things, they cannot do anything for us. They vanish and they are not there at the time of need. So they cannot be our gods. Our God, our Allah is one Allah who has created everything. So these people of intelligence, they come to this conclusion. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you did not create all this in vain for nothing. You have created it so that we must recognize you. We recognize you. You have created it so we must know your qudrat. We believe, we understand your qudrat. You have created it so we could know your knowledge. Oh Allah, we acknowledge your great knowledge. And we acknowledge your great power. And we acknowledge your favors and your kindness upon us. Subhanak, tu paak hai, sab uyub se. You are free of any shortages in any way whatsoever. You are just perfect. And what we want from you, Allah Ta'ala, faqina azab al-naar. To bacha humko dozakh ke azab se. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. If that is not in us, that all the time we are thinking, we're not thinking that, oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. All we are worried that I mustn't get sick, I mustn't have heart problems, I mustn't get a heart attack, I must never be diagnosed with cancer, I must not have sugar, diabetes, etc. Only dunya, my money must be always in order, my finances. My family must be in order, and we don't think of the fire of Jahannam, then we are also far from those people of intelligence. People of intelligence, they will always worry of the azab of the akhirah. Or that is the main concern, that in the qabr there must be no azab. On the day of Qiyamah there must be no azab. Allah save us from the azab of Jahannam. Those are the true believers, and those are the people who have got real intelligence, who are worried of their welfare and the welfare of the children and family. They are the ones who worry of the akhirat. And consequently, they live their lives in such a way that they get saved from the azab of Jahannam, the azab of the akhirat. We only worried of this dunya. It's winter, we will shout our children, wear yourself socks, put on your jacket, put on this, put on that, all the time. Make sure you lock the door. Make sure you check this year. All that we worry, but we never ever tell them that worry about your akhirah, about your qabr. Be sure of your namazes. That we don't tell. So the true believers are those who have got akhirah in mind. And all these things of dunya, they deduce akhirah. And they realize that our journey is for that everlasting journey of the akhirah. May Allah give us this understanding, and we bring it into our lives, and that we don't live like the people of dunya, who are the kuffar, who only live for dunya. We also just worried of dunya, that my finances must be in order, my health plan must be in order, all my diet must be in order. We just worried of dunya, and we don't worry of akhirah. We worry of this body of ours, which is going to perish, which the ants and the worms in the cover will eat up. Our soul that is going to live forever, we got no worry for that. That is what we have to worry, to build our soul. The soul is the grueling body, the grueling part in the human body. It's not this body. This body is we are just worried of the car, we are not worried of the passengers. The passenger, the driver is going to drive. And the car is for the sake of the passengers to take them from point to point. But we just worried of the car, we're not worried of the passengers. We just worried of our body, we don't worry about the soul, the ruh that is in the body. May Allah give us proper understanding and live our lives accordingly, inshallah.